Good evening. This is KD2, JWC, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Matt. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 MHz. This repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Come now, please. The Boonville Amateur Radio Club holds their monthly meeting on the third Tuesday of every month, except December, February, and March. Next monthly meeting is on April 19, 2016 at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Art and Community Center at 106 Schuyler Street in Boonville, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and is still not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find a net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. This is KD2JWC Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Come now, please. This is KD2JWC Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any Echolink stations that wish to check in? I will now pause for 15 seconds. Come now, please.
This is Kilo Delta 2, Foxtrot, Papa Mike, Kevin James, checking in through Echolink from Oney out to New York. And Matt, it looks like you and I are the only ones in here in Echolink tonight.
Okay, KD2, FPM, Oneyana, go ahead, Kevin, the floor is yours.
Hey, good evening, Matt, and a good evening to everyone up in the North Country tonight. KD2FPM, Kevin James out here in Oneonta. It looks like I got 31 degrees on the outside with some clouds overhead and getting ready to take Brutus outside here. Hit a high of about 50 today, so that was kind of a neat thing to see for the 1st of February. Tomorrow's Groundhog Day. That's going to be interesting to see if Punxsutawney Phil predicts 6 more weeks of winter or an early spring. We'll have to wait and see. With that, I'll say 7-3, and I'll hand it back to Net Control. This is KD2FPM.
Okay. Thank you, Kevin. Yeah, you're a little bit warmer than I am. Okay, we'll move on. This is KD2JWC, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I will now take calls from regular members and guests. Come now, please.
N2PFM, good evening.
Hey.
Hi, this is Net Control, KD2JWC for the Black River Valley Service Net. I copied N2PFM. There was a double there. I did not get the other one that keyed up.
KD2WI. 5VLW, good evening, Matt.
WA2U.
Okay, Net has check-ins from N2PFM, George, KC2WI Pete, N5AOW Bob, and WA2U John. Are there any other check-ins?
N2KPX.
All right, I copied M2 and the rest was staticky and broken on my end. Sorry about that. It may be the echo link on my end.
November 2, Kilo Papa Romeo.
All right. N2 KPR. Alrighty. We'll go back up to the top of the list. N2 PFM, George. How are you doing this evening?
Well, good evening to the whole host of hams out there. This is N2 PFM, where the temperature here on the mountainside in the town of Watson is the same, 31 degrees is down there. Temperature range today wasn't as high, though. It was 31, which is the low now. And it got up to 44, and we did get at least a moderate amount of sunshine today. Solar panels charged up the batteries here, so I could, after a half a day or so on the normal power altogether, I could go back to solar again, which I was kind of glad of. So, anyway, that's the situation here. I think I got my mother's thing with DSS straight now, but like I said, yeah, it seems all right now, but like I said, I qualify for now. You don't know when each day you get the mail, what else is going to come up. That's the whole thing. Those are sure everything is settled now, but like I say, I always add those two words because I never know what them is for now. So, anyway, that's the story here. We'll say God bless in 73s and 2 PFM clear.
Okay, thank you, George. Well, it's good that we had some sun to help you get your batteries charged back up. It's always nice to have electric when you want it, or when you need it at least. Alrighty, move on down the list to KC2WI. Pete, how are you doing this evening?
KC2WI, not too bad. Gonna try and wind down here and go to bed at a reasonable hour. I'm investigating a Facebook post here. I see somebody just going around, I guess. And it's about Valerie here. Take a look at the 1977 Stanford year, but it's got this supposed quote, "I'm Iranian by birth, and I'm going to change America to be more Islamic," da da da. You know, this kind of crap is unbelievable. Now, I don't think this Scopes.com is 100% believable, but, you know, basically they said it's total nonsense. There's no any such history. It's amazing how social media can spread, and I'm not a pro-Obama person, but it's just amazing how, you know, the internet, I don't say social media because this was going on with email long before there was a Facebook, this stuff. You gotta laugh at it. Anyway, it's pretty pathetic though that people believe what they want to believe, I guess. Anyway, I was up in Lake Pleasant, came back. I actually snowmobiled yesterday a whole 5 miles, maybe, I don't know, across the lake and back. Did some snowshoeing. And, really screwed up the weekend schedule. I should have gone up there on Friday. That's a long story. But anyway, early Saturday, that was a nice, warm weekend. I could have been out doing the winter field day really outside, which I've never done because it's always been really, you know, usually it's real cold. Last thing I do is be outside and operate a radio sit, you know, outside with in the cold and whatever. I screwed up, and this probably, you know, next year it's going to be normal, at least normal. But I did make a couple contacts here before I left on Saturday afternoon, and a couple from the mobile, and then Sunday I did get out. It was kind of late because I was on the HF, the North Country Group. I got to go out. and I ended up just going out in the car, going up the top of the hill, good, pretty good spot, put my my drive over base, my telescoping mast, and T5RV Junior dipole, and made about 25 contacts. I have a lot of activity to do that. I think that's really growing in popularity. And just talked to one of my friends up in Indian Lake. He and another guy were in a cabin, and then my other friend Mark, snowmobiling friend Mark, he was camping. They said, "Oh, Mark's on a hill on the other hill, not too far." And he sent me an email. I actually sent those guys an email saying, "Hey, what are you guys doing this weekend?" And Mark sent me one back with a picture of his tent. He says, "Oh, I did the whole thing. I made 300 contacts, blah, blah, blah." And like you say, this would not have been a bad weekend at all to be out winter camping or even just out for a few hours, maybe make a little campfire and, you know, throw the wire up in the trees or whatever. Oh, well. But it was pretty interesting. It's going to be interesting to see how many people participated. And, of course, in the South, maybe winter field day is more pleasant than summer field day. But up here, you know, it's kind of iffy if you really want to be outside, even just setting up outside. And they don't have a hot category for mobile, but they say the categories are home, indoors, which is somewhere else, like, you know, where, you know, set up at the fire hall or you know, whatever, and then outside. But if you're in an RV, it's outside, so I figure it's still on the mobile category as well. You could be sitting in a nice cozy RV outside, then you could be sitting in the car. So that's the way I counted my contacts. Anyway, AC2WI.
Okay, well, thank you, Pete. I'm actually going to say I'm kind of jealous of you being able to go out snowmobile, but I sold mine last year, and of course, we don't have anything down here for snow now anyways. Your guys' snow levels have probably got to be starting to drop down there with the warmer temperatures that we've been having. But, all right, move on to N5AOW. Bob, you've got the floor.
5AOW, good evening, Matt. You're doing a great job with it. Yeah, I don't have much to really talk about this evening. Got a couple of errands done today. Got outside. It turned out to be a real nice day overall, and I got to enjoy it. Took the dog out for a run and come back, and that was pretty much it. Worked on a computer for a while. That's about the sum total of my day. So, anyway, I'll turn it back to you, Matt. 73 to everyone. Have a good evening. N5ALW, back to net control.
Okay, well, thank you, Bob. I'm trying. I'm waiting to see how many mistakes I make while I'm doing this for the first time. Okay, WA2U, John, how are you doing this evening?
Well, good evening, Matt. WA2U here, and northeast end of Hinkley Reservoir. We're 26 degrees. Good evening to everyone on frequency and those out there listening. I'm just chuckling. Don't worry about mistakes. You can do the net for years and years and make them. It's all part of it. I get a kick out of it when I hear the professional broadcasters do things. So, anyways, had a good weekend. And appreciate you picking up on that, giving it a shot. Excellent. Sounds like you've been doing it actually for a while. Saturday night, we had a good evening and listened to five or six, maybe seven CDs into Saturday. Had to tap into other resources. The Scotch was gone, but the Crown Royal was around. But even though Crown Royal is good stuff, not up to the speed of the Scotch. But that's okay. And today, let's see, what do we do today? Today, I said, you know, it's nice out, a little breezy out there. Why don't we go out and take a walk? So that's my thing now. I'm going to see if we can get out, weather permitting, try to get out and take a walk. We walked around the lake here, and about halfway we stopped and then visited with a neighbor. I've been over here a number of times, but I haven't been to his house. I can't remember. 15-20 years or better. So we stopped in and visited with him for a while, and his wife and some other people were there, and we continued on our way and came back and did some stuff on the internet. But it was real nice. Ordered some things, and you're right, there's not much snow up here at all. Stuff was melted and then it's frozen, so I cleared off the stoop out there. It was pretty glassy with the ice out there. And got some stuff we need to take into camp, but maybe I'll wait. We didn't do that today. Chatted with the people that are supposedly going to come up here and put the pulleys on the weight machine. So they should be getting hold of me by the end of the week. That'd be kind of nice. It's really nice to get stuff buttoned up in the foyer out here. The elliptical's out there, but they've got some new bolts that I ordered a couple of years ago. They actually hung on to them, so I know I bought some other ones, but I couldn't find them, so it's quicker just to have them come up, and it'll probably only take them an hour to put the pulleys on the weight machine. I didn't do that because I want them to replace a couple of the cables. And the Airdyne is where it's supposed to be, and the Roman chair and the bench, the weight bench, and the power blocks are where they're supposed to be, and so all is good out there. But we, believe it or not, we have not started the stove. We've been using the oil furnace because oil is so cheap. At least it seems cheap anyway. So that's okay. Every stick I haven't put in the stove, unless it's really cold, just roasts out of here. So you just can't let it smolder. You got to let it rip once in a while and keep things going. So we'd have the stove going and the windows open. That doesn't make any, a lot of sense to me. But anyways, we may have some weather that'll get us to fire that up. So, a few things coming up. I guess a few of our friends have a week off because they work with the schools and things, and so maybe we'll get a few people together and go into camp. It's just unbelievable that you can just drive in there with a four-wheeler rather than a snowmobile or use snowshoes. So it doesn't look like we're going to be using snowshoes this year. Matt, I'll turn it back over to you. We'll say good evening to everyone on frequency from the Hinckley Reservoir. Again, 26 degrees, WATU, back to that.
Okay, thank you, John. Yeah, I know how you feel with the wood stove going when it's not cold enough out. We usually can't run our coal stove that we got unless it's low 20s, because otherwise you've got all the windows open in the house and you're pretty much kind of heating the outside, so you're almost kind of defeating the purpose. Okay, I got N2KPR. Rich, how are you doing this evening?
Well, I wish I could say I was doing great, but as you can tell, I'm a little bit hoarse tonight. Not bad all week. Been all congested all week, don't know why. Spent some time last night cleaning up my CPAP machine and changed the filter again to see if that's what was causing it. Felt a little bit better this morning, but not much. But hopefully I'll get over it in the next couple days. I think it's just so hot and dry in here, it's just got me down. It's bothering a lot of people over here. But that's it. You know, it's typical for winter weather, I guess. Especially for January, early February. And there is not much snow here at all. We're down to green grass in most places. The only place there's snow is where it got banked up. So, beautiful day today. A little cloudy this morning, and it looked like it might have been dribbling just a little bit, but then the sun came out most of the day. Got really nice. I couldn't get outside because I was sitting here waiting for a phone call from the VA, and some of them called back, some of them didn't, so I guess I'll have to sit around all day tomorrow and wait. I don't like sitting and waiting, believe me. So while waiting, I got out my computer and did some, did some cleaning out of my files and rearranging some of them and getting rid of some of the duplicates I had. I didn't realize just how many files I have, but so far it's taken about 7 hours for my Windows Defender to scan my computer so you can imagine what I've got on you. But I am trying my best to try to get things straightened up here. Not working out that well, though. But outside of that, it's been a very quiet day around here. Except this morning, we had a little fire alarm go off. Just a little teeny-weeny thing. Couldn't figure out what was going on. Nobody got notified of a fire drill. Fire department didn't show up, so I figured, well, gotta be somebody playing with the fire alarm system again. So I got dressed, went down the hall, and had to go downstairs and down on the first floor. Yep, there was somebody here playing with the fire alarm system. Testing out a few of the things they had changed and making sure they were all right. I said, here I almost took off out the door and went to this. Well, that was the way it started out today. I just hope I never wake up to a fire siren here. Not where I'm located. Okay, back to you, Matt. Thanks an awful lot for doing the net, and good evening, everybody. Hope you all had a great day, and have a greater day tomorrow. And 7-3, and 2 keep you up.
Okay, thank you, Rich. This is KD2JWC, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll give you a quick on my day. Kind of surprised, 8 o'clock this morning, it was just about 50 degrees. It was kind of nice, though, when I had to be outside and do some work and stuff outside. But I actually got to go into work today for a little bit and did some file transfers and stuff on the computers and some other training stuff for the guys. And pretty much made my day, other than tinkering around outside, which was actually kind of nice. You know, it wasn't, you know, 20 below or 30 below, but it was a decent day. So we'll go. Are there any other comments, queries, late check-ins at this time? If so, come now, please.
WA to you with info.
Okay, WA to you, John. Go ahead.
Okay, well, I want to mention some of these things while you remember. I don't have anything written down on the pad here, but I was reading QST. I don't know how many people get QST, but I noticed there was a new proposed, I think it's going to happen, a new band. Pete, you might be interested in this, in a 60-meter band, 3.3515. That's 5.3515 to 5.3665. That's 5.3.665. And the infamous 60-meter band, I guess, well, I haven't punched it into front, but I guess in the 60-meter band. Not a lot of space there, and it's only being limited to 15 watts ERP. So, we'll make anybody happy with QRP, I guess, but I guess every little segment we get, so that was in the QST, I think, under happenings or something. Yeah, Rich, I don't know if you have the home alert frequency up there, but I hear a lot of stuff for Boonville. They do have a very strong signal down here on the home alert, so a lot of times if something comes in, you can, if you listen to that, you can pay attention or ignore it, I guess is the way it goes. All right, thanks, Matt. I'll turn it back over to you, WATU, back to that.
Keep you out of the query.
Okay, go ahead.
WA2U, what to keep you out? John, is the Boonville home alert same as the county mutual aid, or is it 154.370? Yeah, 154.370, or is it still 340?
It's 154.130, which is used in this area. That's what Boonville uses.
Okay. no, I didn't have it in there, so I'm going to have to put that in. All right, thanks an awful lot, John. Appreciate it. That's keep here.
WA to you back tonight. You're welcome.
Okay. Are there any other comments, queries, late check-ins at this time?
W2WKD.
I only caught part of that. Sorry. Try that again.
W2WKD.
W2KED. Am I correct?
Whiskey 2, Whiskey, Kilowatt Delta.
Okay, W2WD. Thank you for checking in. You can have the floor.
Is my signal getting in there strong? Is my audio clear or what?
WA2 with info for net control.
WA2U. Thank you. Sorry, I can't copy him. He's very weak on this end.
He sounds fine here. His call is Whiskey 2. Whiskey Kilo Delta. Again, that's Whiskey 2, Whiskey Kilo Delta. Go ahead, man. W2.
Okay, thank you, John. Yeah, it's something on this end. I know sometimes I have issues. That's why I was kind of worried about doing this. That's why. Alrighty, W2WKD. Go ahead.
Well, nothing particular to say. I just thought I'd check in.
Okay. Well, thank you, sir. Sorry about that. I have issues on this end. And I don't have a name for you either.
Well, the first personal is Dave.
Okay, thank you, Dave. I got you on the list now, so next time I might remember it on my own, but you never know. Depends upon the day. Alrighty, any other comments, queries, late check-ins?
VOW.
N5AOW, go ahead.
Pretty good job. Thanks for doing the net. And I'll tell you what, don't feel bad about doing it any other time also. With that, I'll turn it back to you, and you have a good evening too. N5AOW, back to net control.
Hey, thank you, Bob. I'm working on it. All right, this is KD2JWC, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll throw out one more. Any other late check-ins, comments, queries? Okay, hearing none, I will now close the Black River Valley Service Net at 21:36. I'd like to thank everybody that checked in. KD2FPM, N2PFM, KC2WI, N5AOW, WA2U, N2KPR, and W2WKD. Thank you, everyone. I will say 7-3 to all, and I will be turning the repeater back over to regular amateur use. Thank you, everyone. This is KD2JWC. And I will be clear.
This is KD2FPM. I'll be clearing this repeater through the Echolink system. As always, thank you for use of Echolink. It's much appreciated. Hopefully, I'll catch you guys again tomorrow night. Until then, KD2FPM says I'm going to be clear. It sounds like Brutus needs to go out, and we'll catch you then. Until then, like I said, KD2FPM is out.
Good evening. This is W2JUV for Oct-10, United County Test Emergency Net, looking for stations to check in. This is Oct-10, looking for check-ins this evening.
Hi, Andrew KPR.
KPR, good evening. Thanks for checking in. Any other stations out there to check in tonight with Oct-10?
N5AOW.
That recognizes N5AOW. Good evening. Thanks for checking in. Are there any others out there tonight to check in with Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net? This is Oct-10, looking for check-ins this evening. Final call this evening for Oct-10, Oneida County Traffic Emergency Net. Do we have any other stations who would like to check in? W2JUV is clear of the repeater.